Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Newsmakers podcast. This is Herb Warple, managing editor of The News. Today, we're sitting down with clean energy entrepreneur Jigar Shah, who will discuss his new book, Creating Climate Wealth, Unlocking the Impact Economy, and how contractors can cash in on the power of the sun. We'll see you on the other side. Well, welcome, Jigar. How are you today?
Fantastic. How are you?
Very good. I want to start with your Wikipedia profile, which lists you as a clean energy entrepreneur, which I find quite alluring. What exactly defines a clean energy entrepreneur?
Well, you know, I made my money previously in solar power, so I think that's the quintessential clean energy technology. But today I'm actually investing into other people's companies who use clean energy and resource efficient technologies to make money.
Now, your business model innovations helped build Sun Edison into one of, if not the largest, solar energy company in the world. What's your secret?
I think my secret's focus. You know, we had a lot of chances to get distracted when I was at Sun Edison, and we chose not to do it. We focused on what we thought was going to make money and what was going to work, and we kept at it. And for us, it was a no-money-down business model, and it ended up working out. A lot of folks liked the proposal and ended up buying solar from us.
Can you tell us a little bit more about Sun Edison and what exactly it is you guys do there?
Sure. Well, so Sun Edison was built around the fact that we didn't think that people in general wanted to buy power plants, that instead they really wanted to buy solar power. And so we attempted to figure out how to match the no money down, pay-as-you-go experience that you're used to with your electric utility company. But before we came along, you didn't have that option from your solar company who wanted you to pay for 100% of the cost of solar up front.
Now, you've recently written a book, Creating Climate Wealth, Unlocking the Impact Economy, which is now available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all the usual places. The sleeve notes that the book is about how climate change, the biggest challenge of our time, can be turned into a $10 trillion wealth-creating opportunity. Wow, $10 trillion? Tell us a little bit more about the book, please.
Sure. Well, the book is really about my journey around taking the innovations from the solar industry and turning it into a deployment model that could attract, you know, this year something on the order of $100 billion in sales globally. And I think that what you find when you look out into the landscape is that there's very few people out there who are actually utilizing the lessons that we learned from the solar industry to bring it to local food or solar hot water or industrial efficiency or some of the other technologies out there that are ready for prime time.
And what role does the HVAC industry play in all this?
Well, HVAC is one of those places, right? I mean, in general, most people who have a bad air conditioner or heating system, when they decide to replace it, they buy the cheapest thing available, even though the more expensive version might be $10,000 more, but saves you $2,000 a year for the next 35 years. And so it's amazing to me how many people make the decision for lowest upfront cost instead of lowest life cycle cost. And that can be solved by a no money down strategy. So if someone were to come in and say, look, I'll give you that HVAC system for no money down, but you have to actually utilize the no money down technique and pay me out of the savings you're going to get over the next 10 or 15 years, and then after that you keep 100% of your savings, you can see that a lot of folks would actually be happy to go with the more expensive version if they had this no money down technique.
As a contractor, you have to have the capital up front. Do you have any more tips for those at the ground level considering getting into this?
Yeah, I mean, well, there's a couple of things that you need to do if you want to be in this business. One is you obviously have to do sales and marketing. You have to be able to get customers. But the second is you got to have a financial partner who's willing to work with you on this. One of the things I say in the book is that, you know, that first financial partner is going to be expensive money. My first money from Goldman Sachs was 17% after-tax interest rates. And so, you know, so you're going to have to be willing to take money that's expensive like that. But after you prove yourself with that first investor, you can get lower costs of capital after that. And so it's important for folks to be strong and to persevere through that and not try to get impact investing money or other money that's cheaper early on.
Now, do you think commercial contractors have an easier in selling solar systems than residential contractors?
No, I think that it really comes down to the people. You know, for roofing contractors, for instance, have been really, not very successful in the solar industry, mostly because Because then when people call roofing contractors, they desperately need a new roof. And so they're not used to actually selling people on a technology. They're better at just, you know, responding to challenges. Whereas electrical contractors, for instance, I find have better sales and marketing people, and so they do a better job of selling. The residential versus the commercial thing, I think it's, you know, really a preference. Residential consumers obviously are willing to, you know, sign a contract based on a very good PowerPoint presentation and a great pitch, whereas commercial customers generally ask a lot more questions and have a lot more due diligence you have to get through before you can close a deal. But both have their pluses and minuses.
So what does the future hold for climate change and the solar services industry? Is solar the answer to all of our energy problems?
Absolutely not. We have a climate change crisis, and in general, I think that that people are, you know, we have an uphill battle here, right? We have the technologies necessary to make a big difference on climate change, but we don't actually have a deployment model ready to go that's deploying at scale. And I think what the solar industry teaches us is that there is an option out there that can be copied and replicated to really meet the $10 trillion challenge. What we really need to do, and I'm calling it the 100-100 new economy plan, what we need is 100,000 businesses, many of whom already exist, to sell $100 million worth of climate change solutions between now and 2020. And I think that's possible, and I think it's going to be the largest wealth creation opportunity on the planet.
For our listeners that are more entrepreneurial, what advice do you have for them, business advice?
Well, no matter what you do for your business, you can actually get involved with climate change solutions. What we need are trust circles, right? We need your existing customer base. We need your, you know, relationships on the PTA. We need your relationships with the city council and the county commissioners. And we need you to leverage those relationships to sell them stuff that actually saves them money, whether it's in transportation, in renewable energy, in building efficiency, industrial efficiency, or even local agriculture. We have solutions that can save them money. But what we don't have is the 100,000 businesses that we need to offer up their trust circles and their sphere of influence to be able to push these solutions out quickly.
While you have their attention, Jigar, is there anything else you'd like to directly share with HVAC contractors?
Yeah, you know, I think the thing with HVAC contractors in general is that when you look at them, the higher efficiency products that are out there, the higher efficiency products are actually more profitable. So my sense is that the reason why HVAC contractors should be interested in doing this is because they actually will make more money. Saving the planet's fantastic, don't get me wrong, and I enjoy working in that area. But I think it's also important to note that separating yourself from the herd by selling higher efficiency technologies, which actually make you more money, is the key to growing your business and making more wealth.
Jigar's book, Creating Climate Wealth, Unlocking the Impact Economy, is available now. Pick up a copy. You will not be disappointed. Jigar, thanks again for your time today.
No, my pleasure.
Take care.
Take care.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Jigar Shah and learned a bit more about the untapped opportunities available from the sun. Thanks for listening, and we encourage you to join us for the remainder of our Newsmaker series at achrnews.com or for free on iTunes. As always, for more information, look us up at www.achrnews.com.